Well, now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. And today, Bloomberg Law host June Grasso and Michael Best speak with Bloomberg News Supreme Court reporter and Bloomberg Law co-host Greg Storr about why the Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to immediately reinstate the president's travel ban, which has been blocked by several lower courts.
This travel ban has been held up by the courts, has been enjoined for a while now, months really, and the term of the Supreme Court for this year is almost over. We only have a few weeks left. What is it that at this point the Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to do?
First of all, they're asking the court to hear their appeal and expedite the case so that they would be able to hear arguments right when they come back for their next term in October. And in addition, and this may be the more important thing, the administration is asking the court to let the ban take effect in the interim. And given that this is only a 90-day ban on people entering from these six predominantly Muslim countries, that effectively could be the ballgame. If the court says, yes, the ban can take effect for now, by the time they get around to actually hearing the appeal, that 90-day ban will have expired.
Greg, the court normally takes cases when there is a conflict in the circuits. Shouldn't the court wait to hear the Ninth Circuit's decision before acting on this?
Well, the court may want to do that, June, but another reason the court intervenes, you're right that they'd like to do that when lower courts disagree, but if a lower court has struck down a statute or some other federal government policy, in this case, key parts of an executive order, the Supreme Court usually likes to be the one to make that final decision. So there are at least some reasons why the court might want to jump in, even if the Ninth Circuit comes out the same way the Fourth Circuit did.
So is this going to be another one of those cases that comes down to Anthony Kennedy?
It could well be. There's a key opinion from a couple years ago that everybody is focusing on, and it has to do with when courts can look behind an executive branch decision regarding immigration. And his opinion says, among other things, that they can't do that absent a showing of bad faith. You know, what that Kennedy opinion means and how he interprets his own opinion may end up being a pivotal question in the case.
And that's Bloomberg News Supreme Court reporter and Bloomberg Law co-host Greg Storr speaking with Bloomberg Law host June Grasso and Michael Best. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
And that is this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.